I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 1 year ago, Pervez Musharraf, then president of Pakistan, declared martial law and fired the country's chief justice. The action sparked a series of protests that led to elections and to Musharraf's leaving power. Well, today, Pakistani lawyers and other members of civil society, including political party activists, marched once again. The World's Aaron Schachter is in Pakistan.
A year ago, President Musharraf claimed there was a need to crack down on activist judges who were freeing terrorists from prison. Critics called that a bald-faced lie and took to the streets. Many of those same activists marched today. Among the most grievous of complaints was the firing of Chief Justice Iftikhar Mohammed Chowdhury. Many believe Chowdhury was on the verge of ruling against Musharraf's disputed re-election for a third term as president. Today, Chowdhury spoke of the groundswell of support that began a year ago.
Not only the lawyers, but politicians, students, civil society, and the elite have decided that enough is enough. Now this country will have rule of law, supremacy of constitution, and an independent judiciary.
But many say last year's outpouring for Chowdhury and his fellow judges has waned. For starters, many of the fired judges agreed in September to go back on the bench before Chowdhury was reinstated. And the issue just isn't quite as hot as it was a year ago. Zafar Abbas is editor of the Dawn News newspaper.
Since then, we have got an elected government and an elected president. And now the point being posed by the new elected government is that the people of Pakistan have elected them, and they have the mandate to run this country. If they think that they have got a Supreme Court and they have got a large number of judges, there is no reason to restore the former Chief Justice.
But during his election campaign, the current president, Asif Ali Zardari, pledged to reinstate Chowdhury and the fired judges. Or did he? Analyst Tariq Fatmi says Zardari's Pakistan People's Party, or PPP, has played the situation brilliantly. Party leaders deny they ever made such a hard and fast pledge. At the same time, they've never said, we won't bring Chowdhury back.
They have succeeded to a very large extent in diffusing the issue. And in the meanwhile, thanks to the economic mess through which the country is going, shortage of energy, rising costs of food, unprecedented inflation, the common man is far more concerned currently with just surviving.
So justice is a nice concept when you're not worried about putting food on your table. Critics of the government say PPP members are worried that if Chowdhury came back, he might reopen old corruption cases against the new president and others that were swept under the rug as part of political reconciliation last year. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Islamabad.